Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The explosion of political violence and ethnic unrest continues in the Central Asian country of Kyrgyzstan. Clashes between government forces and ethnic Uzbeks there have left at least 2,200 people dead, and the country's interim president is warning the violence could spread to the northern part of the country, home to an important U.S. airbase. In Massachusetts, a handful of families are closely monitoring what's happening there, as six soldiers from the Westover Air Force Base in Chicopee left for Kyrgyzstan last week. Among them, Air Force Reservist Staff Sergeant Joseph Clinton. WBUR's Deborah Becker has his story.
Just days before he was scheduled to leave last week, 34-year-old Staff Sergeant Joseph Clinton and his wife Roxanne were busy at their Franklin home preparing for his deployment to Kyrgyzstan. He's working as an aerial porter at the Manas base, which is a key supply point for the U.S. effort in Afghanistan. Knowing that he'd be outside the main war zone made it easier for them to accept the deployment and talk about it with their children.
They're okay with it.
But they also know that he's not going to be right smack in the middle of it. So I think it's a little easier for them.
Yeah, it's easier for them not knowing that I'm not going to the real hostile area.
And 2 weeks ago, it wasn't hostile in Kyrgyzstan. Now, though, it's in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. The ethnic unrest there has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands of others. Military officials say the worst violence is happening about 200 miles south of the Manas base, and operations, while not interrupted, now include helping with humanitarian aid. That shouldn't pose much of a problem for Sergeant Clinton. Much of his pre-deployment training was about cultural issues and how to handle the public's increasing hostility to the 9-year-long Afghan war.
There are times over there, you know, where people, they don't like the Americans, you know, there. If someone walks by you and, say, if they spit at your feet, you have to just keep walking.
Although Sergeant Clinton has been in the Air Force Reserves at Westover for 12 years, he was only deployed overseas once before, in 2003, to a base he says he can't name. But the president's 30,000 troop surge to Afghanistan this year has caused a 40% increase in operations at the Manas base and the need for more staff. Most of the soldiers from Westover volunteered to go. Sergeant Clinton did not.
I was asked if I wanted to go. At first I said no, but then they asked me if I wanted to go on a separate list, which means, you know, if we needed you to go, would you go? And I said, okay, you can put me on that.
It's what he signed up to do. We, back here, make the best of it. Do what we have to do to get through till he comes home.
And coming home, they say, is all they allow themselves to talk about, regardless of what might be happening politically or otherwise in Kyrgyzstan, Afghanistan, or the U.S.
I don't like to watch or find out what's going on because I don't want to put myself in some kind of a mental status saying, oh my God, there's a surge they're going to be doing. We're going to be overloaded with work. I don't want to have an opinion about it.
If I have differing opinions or anything like that, I don't want to add to the weight that's on his shoulders already.
They may not talk about it, but right after he found out he was deployed, Sergeant Clinton asked Roxanne to marry him after 6 years together, merging their two households and four children. In an email he sent a few days after he got there, Sergeant Clinton said he's doing the job he expected to be doing in Kyrgyzstan, helping to load and unload military personnel for the war in Afghanistan. Sergeant Joseph Clinton expects to be back in Massachusetts in 4 months. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.